We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. 18 years later, and we will not forget.
I know that you will be cheering for your Redskins, and Elizabeth will be cheering for her Yankees. Well, goodbye for now.
That's one of the people reading the names of the victims of 9/11's terror attacks.
May God bless.
It's a familiar scene at the World Trade Center on this anniversary. And the reading of the names being punctuated by moments of silence marking the times when the terror plane struck and the towers fell.
Kane. Jennifer Lynn Kane.
Vincent. Our Juliet Papa is there.
Eric Sand wears a t-shirt. It shows him as a baby with his mom and dad, Aaron, who died in the attacks. Eric was a year old when his father passed away. He comes to the site not only for himself.
It's really important to me because this day is a matter of coming together and acknowledging what happened, bringing awareness, and also uniting and honoring those we lost.
So many stories today of little children now grown with not much memory of their parent, but they're surrounded by families and friends who give history, loving stories, and support. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
Our Glenn Shuck is at the offices of investment firm Cantor Fitzgerald. More than 700 of its employees were killed at the Trade Center.
658 Cantor Fitzgerald employees were killed on September 11th. This is an ongoing tribute to that staggering loss. Nearly $160 million raised, benefiting 150 charities each 9/11. Celebrities taking to the trading phone include former Yankee Nick Swisher.
No, Billy's in shape, bro. He's jogging again. He's ready.
Let's welcome to the trading floor.
$500 million. I love it, Billy. Thank you, my man.
Many New Yorkers know this guy, actor Steve Buscemi.
We know, you know, Cantor Fitzgerald lost many, many people, as did the fire department and first responders in general, and there's still a need because there's members that are still dying.
100% Cantor's global revenues today will go to charity, every penny. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, Cantor Fitzgerald, the Upper East Side.
At the Pentagon, President Trump presided over a remembrance ceremony.
We do not seek conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit. And that spirit is unbreakable.
And on Capitol Hill, Congress marked the occasion.
With dozens of lawmakers holding small American flags standing behind them on the steps of the Capitol, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy led their colleagues in a moment of silence to mark the 18th anniversary of the attacks. And as members of Congress did 18 years ago in a show of resolve, lawmakers this morning ended the brief ceremony by singing God Bless America. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
During his campaign for mayor, Bill de Blasio promised to end income inequality in New York City, but that's proved to be a heavy lift. A report from the Manhattan Institute, based on census data, shows the difference between rich and poor has hardly budged. A spokeswoman for the mayor says the report doesn't tell the whole story. Laura Fair points to improvement in the lives of the city's most vulnerable. She says New York is on track to move 800,000 people out of poverty by 2025. After a shooting involving police, the NYPD's Force Investigation Division conducts an investigation. Such was the case with a Labor Day shooting in Brownsville, Brooklyn. And cops found something they hadn't anticipated.
The NYPD says a possible explosive device filled with shrapnel was found Tuesday by cops investigating that deadly shooting in the backyard of a Howard Avenue home. Now police trying to determine if it is linked to Brandon Clayton, who they shot and killed after he pulled a gun on officers, one time hitting their patrol car and running, then again after they caught up with him in the backyard 30 minutes later. Police had tried to question him around 2:30 in the morning of Labor Day after they saw him walking with a mask over his face. It led to a wild scene with cops shooting at Clayton at least 55 times. He was pronounced dead at Brookdale Hospital. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Brownsville.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.